From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abili reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law. The heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee told reporters General Michael Flynn did not properly disclose payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. The rare show of bipartisan consensus on Capitol Hill came after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican from Utah, said, "As a former military officer, you cannot simply take money from Russia, Turkey, or anybody else, and it appears he did take that money." After an hour-long classified briefing, Chaffetz said he had seen no evidence Flynn complied with the law. Top officials from Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. met in Tokyo Tuesday to discuss North Korea's nuclear ambitions. U.S. Envoy for North Korea Joseph Yeon said he and his counterparts from Japan and South Korea plan to cooperate on the issue.
We agreed among the three of us that we will coordinate all actions, diplomatic, military, economic, regarding North Korea. We'll continue to work very closely among the three of us together, as well as with our international partners.
President Donald Trump spoke on the phone with leaders of Japan and China Monday to discuss the same problem. South Korea is currently awaiting a presidential election. On Wednesday, the White House will hold a rare classified briefing on North Korea for the entire U.S. Senate. This is VOA News.